into the elite. In turn, they gave him entree into the high political social circles. He became a regular guest at presidential palace parties and became a personal confidant of most government leaders. It was not unusual for him to be taken on high-level briefings at the Syrian-Israeli border. In those days, Israel was dependent on pipelines in Galilee for its water supply. The pipelines passed through the Golan Heights region, which was under Syrian control. Cohen discovered that the Syrians were preparing to implement a plan to cut off the water supply to Israel. During a visit to the Syrian frontier, Cohen convinced President Al-Hafez to plant eucalyptus trees at major military installations all across the Golan Heights. He said the trees would provide good cover and shield the installations from Israeli air surveillance while Syria proceeded to carry out its plan. Eli Cohen's life of espionage was uncovered in 1965. The Arabs found out he was a Jewish spy, and he was hanged as a spy in the town square of Damascus, a place I myself visited. A few months later, during the famous Six-Day War, Israeli fighter pilots had very little trouble knocking out all the Syrian targets on the Golan Heights. They were all marked by eucalyptus trees. The Golan Heights today are in control of Israel because of an imposter who infiltrated the Syrian society to work for their defeat and their destruction. His approach: pose as one of them and then lead them to tragedy. When I was in New Zealand, where 40 million sheep are sent to market each year, I learned about a special sheep I told you about him many months ago, called by a special name. He is a specially selected, castrated male sheep who leads the unwitting sheep to the killing floor. Unaware of what is to happen, the sheep blindly follow one they believe is leading them to food and leading them to rest, and they follow him to their death. As they approach the killing floor, a trap door opens and the lead sheep slides down a ramp